Our next speaker is an author, musician, and actor, amongst numerous other things. He was born and raised in Melbourne, Australia, but currently resides in Southern California with his wife and son. In his spare time, he loves reading, painting, and fishing. He is the president of the international nonprofit ministry, Life Without Limbs. Ladies and gentlemen, let's check out who has come to Louisville to help us kick off the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo.
Nick Vujicic's life speaks for itself. There is a beginning rough road, a middle uphill battle, recent triumphant travels, and an ending not yet told. Join this journey of a different kind. Yes, you'll see he has a unique body, but it's his message of hope that will draw you ever near. What's this life all about? It's about words. It's about how many people he can reach with speeches and examples of encouragement.
I don't know what's going on, but I know what brokenness is. I know what pain is. And pain is pain. Brokenness is brokenness.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our first session keynote speaker, Mr. Nick Vujicic.
Thank you. Give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Man,
thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Because I'm so happy.
Right? It's beautiful to be here. My name is Nick Vujicic, and I'm originally from Australia. I now reside in California. I love traveling around the world. I just got back from Mexico City. We did 9 cities in 10 days. They say I run so fast, I leave my legs behind. Congratulations on your 87th annual conference here. It's so exciting and an honor to be here, and I want to inspire you all to be as best as you can in anything you do, and with everything you do do, do it in love. I just want to tell you that I'm so excited for you. And believe it or not, you may not believe me, but while I was in Mexico, one of our initiatives is to start a hospital, a school, and an orphanage. And one of the sustainable things, facets of our project, is to actually have a 10-acre farm in Mexico. So I'm going to be starting my own farm. So you guys need to teach me a couple things. I'm really, really excited. We don't know what we're growing yet, so I think I should attend some of your sessions. We really, really want to help the world in any way, shape, or form. And I just want to inspire you, because in America, you know, a lot of people say that different industries are changing and you know, well, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? And how can really technology really improve any industry across the board? And I just want to tell you, I want you to dream big. I want you to think outside the box. And before we get into it, I always open up with a couple funny stories. As you can see, I have no arms, no legs, and I have my little foot here. And I've got 2 toes. Peace, how you doing? And I can actually type 43 words a minute on a normal computer. And after 2 cups of coffee, 53 words a minute. And I have a lot of children come up to me and say, whoa, what happened? And I go up to him and I say, cigarettes. So freak him out a little bit. I've learned how to surf and scuba dive, and I've even done skydiving. My knees were shaking. It was pretty crazy. My education, I've done a double degree in accounting and financial planning. Graduated at 21, left home at 23 years old to start what I'm starting all around the world. But basically, my headquarters in the United States of America was started as a 24-year-old kid. And I just want to share my story, how that happened later. But I just want you to think about yourself for a second, your struggles, what you're thankful for, what you're wishing for next year. This is the 87th year, and, you know, New Year's Day is just around the corner. What could have you done better? What do you need to still do? I want some personal reflection on your behalf, because when I was a kid, as I looked at my life, I didn't think that I had a lot going for me. Everyone had arms and legs but me, and I wasn't depressed all my childhood. I learned how to do quite a lot of things and actually swim. I float like a life vest, and as long as I have air in my lungs, I float. So if you see me swimming, don't make me laugh, because I'll start sinking. But basically, I'm upright, and then my little foot here turns into a motor and go like this. And, you know, my mom and dad always said, Nick, you don't know what you can achieve until you what? Try. Many people don't try to do anything because of fear. Now, I want you to know, I'm not going through any more difficult thing than you are. In fact, if you're in a broken home, I want to tell you that I believe it's worse being in a broken home than having no arms or legs. You can have arms and legs, but be disabled on the inside. Disabled with fear. You've heard the acronym for fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. You got to have faith, F-A-I-T-H, full assurance in the heart of understanding the truth of your value and your purpose and your destiny that's not determined on other people's opinion. It was really hard. You know, my mom and dad every morning, they would wake me up and get me ready for school. Okay, Nick, we're brushing your teeth. Okay, are you ready for school? Yes, mommy. Now you're going to do really good, right? Yes, mommy. Now you're not going to worry about what other people think because you are special. And I'm thinking, I'm special. Like, I didn't want to be special. I just wanted to be normal. I wanted to be happy. And I went to school and I felt pretty happy. And then as soon as I got to school, no matter how many good things I had on my heart and in my mind on the way to school, I can give you 10 encouraging things. I like your hair. I like your eyes. I like your nose. I like your fingers. I like your blah, 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 whatever, right? So I like you. I like your whatever. So I give you 10 encouraging things. And guess what? One person says, hey, you're ugly. And you're like, oh, right? And that's the way the human mind is, the psychology of our mind. We really, really are so self-conscious when we look ourselves in the mirror and we're looking at our pimple, right? I woke up one morning with this huge, beautiful, volcanic pimple on my nose. And I'm like, Mom and Dad, look at my nose. And my mom and dad's like, don't touch it. And, you know, you're going through school, and as soon as I can see any reflection of my face on any window, I check to see if it's still there. Oh, it's still there. Oh, it's still, it's like, oh, yuck, man, it's oozing. Like, it's disgusting. And I had this, like, huge complex about this pimple on my nose because it actually turned out to be something that stayed with me for 5 years. Some blood thing, I don't know what it was, and it was so weird, and we would open up in the summer and bleed. It was like disgusting, all right? But what I realized was, like, this was like my focus. I have this pimple, I have this thing on my nose, and I realized later on, what do you think people are going to notice first when they see me? This little pimple on my nose, or the fact that I have no arms or legs. I think this. And when I went out there to school and I went out there in my world, it was very hard to be thankful for what I had. But that is the first thing that you should really assess in your mind if you're going through any struggles. We all go through struggles. See my foot? Ups and downs, ups and downs, ups and downs. We all go through struggles and we all have a choice. The first thing I needed to know was that the truth of my value was not determined on how I look. Let me ask you. Well, actually, no, I'm not going to ask you. I don't know. You seem like a tough crowd. I ask lots of elementary school kids. I like their reactions better. They're like really, really like enthusiastic, because I don't think you're really enthusiastic today, are you? Oh, okay, cool. So do you think I'm cool enough to be your friend? But I have no arms, no legs. Are you still going to be my friend? So then you're telling me that it actually doesn't matter for how I look, correct? So then if it actually doesn't matter for how we look, then why do we tease each other for how we look if it actually doesn't matter? Why are we beating ourselves up when we look ourselves in the mirror? We're always choosing something that we wish we could change. Girls, you're beautiful just the way that you are. You don't need to be taller or shorter or thinner or wider or different hair or have a boyfriend to feel loved. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone say love. Oh, the guys, you know, they act pretty cool, you know, walking down the hall in the school, holding their girl's hand. Yeah, she my girl. She's hot, you're not. Walking down the school, yeah, you touch her, I kill you, right? And they use the F-bomb because it's really cool to use the F-bomb. You know, I want you to know that if you love me for who I am, then that's a good friend. If a friend doesn't like me for who I am, well, then they're not a good friend. There were many people who actually were not my friend because of how I looked. And you know what the conclusion is? They missed out on a good friendship, didn't they? Yes. And so they are with you. So you don't have to worry about what other people think. You don't have to be someone you're not. I've never done drugs, never will do drugs, never smoked cigarettes, never done pot, don't swear, don't need porn, don't get drunk. I don't need any of that. I stayed a virgin until I got married so I can look my son in his eyes and say, I waited for your mother. Those were the choices I made, and I'm thankful I made them. So you don't have to be someone you're not. Just be the best you can be. So don't worry about other people. You gotta just shine, man. Just shine and be kind. I want you to know many people, especially men, we have a weakness. We have many weaknesses as men, trust me. But let me tell you one of them. A lot of our fathers really determine directly their value as a human being compared to how much money comes on the table. And I want you to know something, guys. I would rather be a poor man and never hurt anyone than a rich man and hurt one person. Because that's who you are. I've met a lot of successful people. I was just with Papa John's. You know, there's a real Papa John's, Papa John's. I was just with Papa John's. And I don't like people for how much money they have or don't have. I will look at you and I will see who you are. I will not only think what I want, I don't only want to see what your employees think of you. I want to know what your own children think of you when you're an adult, what your own wife thinks of you when you're married. Because who you are is directly how you treat people. I don't care where you go and what you get and what you achieve, but I care about how you affect people along the way. And I want to ask you today, if this was the last minute of your oxygen going in and out of your lungs, 55 seconds left. 50. How would you be remembered? When was the last time you hugged your family? When was the last time you thanked your friends for being good friends? I want to tell you right now, the attitude of gratitude and being kind and doing things in love as much as you can is the richest life that you can have. I want to tell you, we take many things for granted. A funny story about that was one day I was playing soccer. I don't know about you, but I love soccer. And when you put a soccer ball next to me, it's halfway my height. And so my friend, he was getting ready to kick it to me. And he says, are you ready? And I'm like, dude, I'm freaking out. My knees are shaking. And he says, okay, you ready? And I said, yes. And he kicks the ball to me. And this thing becomes like a missile. You know when something's coming right for you and you just know that it doesn't matter where you go, you're dead. Yeah. I had that feeling. And so I'm thinking, man, I got to hit the ball before the ball hits me. Right. So the ball's coming for me. And I'm thinking, man, it's a little bit too low to head, but it's a little bit too high to kick. So have you seen The Matrix? It's real. I jumped up in the air and it like seriously went into slow motion or something. And I jumped up in the air and went like this. Thank you very much. And the ball came, hit my foot, bent it backwards, and I heard a and my foot went, oh. I need this foot. Just like you need your arms, legs, I need this thing. I need this to walk. For 3 weeks, I sprained my foot. I couldn't walk. If I have to get anywhere in a hurry, I had to walk with my foot in the air like this. I mean, what is this? This is insane. I was in bed for 3 weeks, and as a 13-year-old, it was like I was disabled or something. Today, what do you have to be thankful for? You can't change people. Can't. You can pray for them. You can love them. You can encourage them. But you can't change them. You can't change everything. So figure out what you can change and change it for the better. About yourself. About the world. Take responsibility. You guys have a responsibility for the economy of the United States of America. But it's not just responsibility. It's first of all for your family. Now as a husband, if my wife has a problem, I take responsibility and I make it my problem. The problem is sometimes her problem is me. But I try and do everything that I can to make her world better, to make my son's world better. He's 20 months old and he's already my height and he's so beautiful and he gave me my first hug about 4 months ago. It was adorable. And how long the hug is and how strong the hug is and how frequent my son and I hug is actually not up to me. It's up to him. So I now need to be the best father that I can be that would want to make my son want to hug me. Every day, I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better employer. I have 2 companies, 14 employees, 35,000 speaking engagements around the world. I've done 3 million miles. Last year, I did 26 countries, 7 presidents, 5 congresses, and went on TV to 400 million people. My books are in 37 languages. We've got a movie company. I acted as a best actor in a short film, Butterfly Circus. I've done a single that got 4 million hits. We're starting hospitals and schools and orphanages, and one day I want to inspire 400 million teenagers to give $1 a day to end world hunger. That's who I am. That's what I want. You have the ability to dream. When Thomas Edison tried something, he failed 9,999 times. Did anyone talk about him today for you? Someone came up to him and said, well, Thomas, how does it feel failing 9,999 times? He said, I never failed 9,999 times. Now I know 9,999 ways in how not to make a light bulb. Failure equals education. It's okay to fail, guys. If I fall down and I try 100 times to get up and I fail 100 times, tell me, am I a failure? Then why do you sometimes think you are? Give yourself a chance. Miracles can come from your broken pieces, guys. The sky is the limit. If someone else did it, you can do it, and you could even probably do better than them. If that's what's meant to be, it's going to happen. Don't be disabled in fear. Let me show you what courage is. I'm going to actually jump off the table and do a backflip and land on the floor, okay? Yes? Okay, great. Beautiful. All right, here we go. Ready? Girls, are you ready? Boys, are you ready? Sparta! All right, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I'm joking, man. Are you serious? If I did that, I'd probably like break my arm or something, all right? Say, am I going to jump off the table? No. But let me ask you a question. If I'm on this table, there's no wheelchair, there's no one here, and a fire is coming to me, will I jump off the table? Yes or no? It's the same pain, same fear. Fear does not disappear. Fear does not ever disappear. Some of them. Courage is not when fear disappears. Courage is when you know why you're doing what you're doing. So, purpose derives courage. Courage overrides with strength. You override your fear with strength. I didn't wake up one morning, guys, with 35,000 invitations for me to speak. And no, it wasn't my mom or my dad or a close friend of mine who told me I would be a speaker. When I was a kid, I felt like there was no hope. I went to school and I got bullied and teased. It was pretty hard. If this was a timeline, this table, and this was 2014 here, back in 1990, I had no idea what would come. I was thinking to myself, what am I going to do? Who am I going to be? You know, people, they come up and say, hey, Nick, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't know if I'm not going to be a cop. If I'm a policeman and I have to handcuff someone, they're going to have to put their own, you know, their own handcuffs on. We dressed me up as a pilot 2 years ago and greeted the passengers as they got on the plane and freaked them out. It's on YouTube. Check it out. But I'm not going to be this and this and this and this. And I didn't know who I would be. When you plant a seed, talk about planting. You put a seed of lies, like a seed from an apple or a seed of anything. We have 3 acres. And this last 4 months, we grew 80 zucchini, 50 squash, 60 watermelon. That's pretty big for LA, Los Angeles. You know, we had 400 tomatoes. We didn't know what to do with it. My wife's half Japanese, half Mexican, Japsican. So we're making some cool salsas and stuff, right? So that's what we did. So when you plant a seed, it grows, right? Hopefully it grows. Well, if you plant a seed of love, love will grow. If you plant a seed of truth, truth will grow. If you plant a seed of lies, lies will grow. And if you don't eradicate those lies, lies will overcome you like they did for me. When I was 8 years old, I started listening to the lies in my head saying, Nick, you're not good enough. Nick, just give up. Nick, you're not going to get married. You can't even hold your wife's hand. You're going to be alone for the rest of your life. You're just a burden to your parents. You'll never be independent. Just give up. There is no hope. I tried to drown myself at age 10 in my bathtub. And if you've ever thought of committing suicide, don't ever think about it ever, ever again. The best decision you could ever do is give your future a chance. When I'm facing this way, not seeing what's ahead, just because I don't believe in a brighter future or a bigger vision or a greater hope or purpose for my life, doesn't mean it's not there. But for you to actually live in it, you have to find it. And to find it, you need to look for it. And while you're looking, just because you can't see it, it still doesn't mean it's not coming. I thank God, and by the grace of God, I had loving parents, and it was the only thing that stopped me from ever committing suicide at age 10, because I didn't want to leave them with that pain for burying me 6 foot under. I decided to stay because the seeds of love from my parents remained in my heart to the point that I actually loved them more than I loved my own life. And I realize now, guys, I don't need to hold my wife's hand. Many guys can hold their wife's hand, but they can't hold her heart. You don't need hands to hold her heart. You got to give yourself a chance. Become a man. Take responsibility. Know that the inside of who you are matters way more than the outside. And don't listen to these lies. When you realize it's just the devil of the lies, you just go, devil, you can talk to the foot because the ears ain't listening. And you turn your back on the lies and you go into the truth. I am wonderfully and fearfully made. There is a plan and a hope and a future for me, that all things can come together for the good, that miracles can come from broken pieces. I've seen pain. I've seen slavery. 10-year-old girls sold by their parents for $700 US. And then I see them when they're 17 years old and they go through a rehabilitation program that I see and I support, and they change to the point that they get a job and they don't save money for a car or a house. They go back to the brothels and the prostitute houses and go pay off a $700 debt of another girl and bring her through rehab and get her a job. And then while that person is there, she goes to the pimps and madams who abused her, who hurt her, and she says, I forgive you, and I love you, and there's a better way that you can live. If you just had faith, you could change your situation. That, to me, is a miracle. I know that I have a faith that helps me to believe in the supernatural in heaven, and I have a pair of shoes in my closet just in case God says yes to me, but I ain't waiting for arms and legs, because I know that even when you don't get a miracle, listen, you can still be a miracle for someone else. 9 years ago, I was in California. Check this out. And amongst the crowd, there was a little boy being raised above the heads. He had no arms, no legs, and a little foot just like me. And I'm like, whoa, that's my mini-me. And I got the father to bring him up on stage. He had the same foot shape and everything. He sat him down here, and he's looking at the crowd with his big brown eyes. And I'm looking at him, and I can't give him a high five. So I gave him a low two. And it was incredible. People started crying. And I looked at him and I had a flashback of when I was 10 years old wanting to give up. What would it have done if I just met one person like me? What would it have done for a limbless man to come to my school to talk about bullying? It would have changed everything. Well, I never got that miracle, but now I can be that miracle for him. And I told his mom, hey, when he goes to school, I'll come and encourage them not to tease him. She's like, well, he's not going to school. I said, why not? She said, well, the doctor said that he can't go. I said, why? She said, I don't know. I said, don't worry. Just show my YouTube videos to your doctors and they'll take him to school. And I showed them my YouTube videos. I have 200 million hits. And hey, follow me on Facebook, by the way, 5.2 million fans. Check it out. I want to inspire you all to do all that you can be. Find me, because I'm actually releasing a free magazine and you guys are going to love it too. And my wife, guess what, is going to do a Homes and Gardens article. So it's cute. Anyway, They see the videos and he goes to school, and 3 years ago I went to his school and he was getting bullied and teased. So I went to the school, I got in my wheelchair, and I ran them all over. No, I didn't. I didn't run over anyone deliberately. I went to the school, I spoke about bullying, I spoke about love, and now he's like the coolest kid in the school. Now he's not getting teased. Now I have to talk to him a little bit about humility. But that's okay, we can do that. We're just about to go swimming together. We have heard that he now swims. He is so cute. For me, guys, I don't need arms and legs. Arms and legs are just going to give me arthritis later on anyway. I don't need arms and legs. I need peace. I need purpose. I need a destiny. Two greatest days of your life. The day you were born, you did not have much to do with that one. The day you were born and the day you knew why. Don't give up. Dream big. The FFA is going to hear from me in a good way, because it hurts me that I have these zucchinis in my backyard, and we've done zucchini bread, we've done zucchini this, we've done zucchini soup, we've done zucchini pickled, we've done zucchini. We don't know what to do with the zucchinis. And yet I know 1 billion people are going hungry today. Could it be that farming actually is the most sustainable thing on the planet and actually could save the world? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm not joking. When I went to go meet my first president, Madam Sirleaf, the first African-American female president in Africa, Liberia, your clock says 4 minutes and 56 seconds, and you gave me 5 minutes at the beginning extra, and I'm going to take it. So when that says zero, then I'll get off stage. When I went to Liberia in 2008, do you know what I found out about Liberian families? They earn $30 a month. You know how they earn $1 a day? As a family, they go on the trash dumps, pick up plastics, and sell the plastics to recycling plants. And you know what they do with that dollar? They buy imported Chinese rice. Because in Africa, you're a second-class citizen if you grow your own farm. They were only used to aid and bags of rice delivered in bags. But if you think of even growing your own things, you are a second-class citizen. It's not cool to grow your own food, but it would save a country. It could change everything. There are 60 million jobs that are needed in Mexico, and that's why I want to start. We're starting a project with 10 acres. Can we become self-sustainable? I want 10 acres. I just spoke to the district supervisor of the county of Ventura in California. I was just with him 2 weeks ago. That's where I live, and he's going to help me find some 10 acres of land so we can get homeless people off the street and go pick some food, and that's what they're going to do, get some life skills and help them find a job. It actually is a life-giving source. Your career is not just for money or your the success of the country or your family. I believe in your industry, your innovation, your creativity, with technology, with unity. Everyone say unity. With unity, you can change the world. 400 million people, $1 a day, can make a difference more than Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Carlos Slim together. You guys can help this next generation. I believe world hunger will end, and I believe you're a part of it. So it's my honor and privilege to be here. So I hope that my half an hour speech has helped you to know the truth of your value, the truth of your purpose, to dream bigger, and to never, ever give up. Thank you very much.